Brothers and sisters, I hope that we spend time in prayer with today's gospel, with the feeding of the 5,000, because it really wants to speak to the profound heart of man, it wants to speak to man in every age. And I think even more in our age today, because we live in a period in our history in which we are so deeply searching for connection and for not affection, well, affection too, but just we're searching for connection. And we're trying to find out what is it that fills my heart. And today, my dear brothers and sisters, we get the true answer. And this is why I love these readings so much, and particularly I love St. Paul's way of speaking, because I think we can easily find ourselves separated. And what I mean by that is, we can easily find ourselves, as the song says, looking for love in all the wrong places. And I think that we don't even realize, we do it so much and so often that we don't even realize we're doing it, because we have so well convinced ourselves that love is going to come from certain things that we don't even realize we're looking for love in a wrong place. And we have allowed society to define for us what fulfillment is. And we all know how society has defined fulfillment. A lot of times society defines fulfillment by how many likes you have on Instagram, how many followers you have, how popular you are, how much you excel in your field is what makes you important. And we have, in some cases, we have, as we used to say back east, we drank the Kool-Aid. I know Kool-Aid, nobody knows what Kool-Aid is anymore, but you older people know what Kool-Aid is. We drank the Tang, that's even older. But we drink the Gatorade. There you go. Gatorade. Propel. We drink the Propel. We can replace it. We drink the Propel because we have believed that lie. And that lie is that our fulfillment and happiness can come from things or from being liked or from being followed. And what that has really left us is a world in profound sadness. And I keep saying this because the more and more people I speak to, the more and more I realize that this is true. And this is from professionals outside of my field, but it's still the case. Colorado still is the highest among suicide rate in the country. It has the highest suicide rate in the country. And do we ask ourselves why? Now, mental health issues are on the rise. Very, very true. Mental health issues are on the rise, and the internet does not help. But also, my dear brothers and sisters, the profound issue is that we are trying to fulfill ourselves with things that do not bring us happiness. And we're so busy convincing each other that that is what will bring us happiness that then we're not looking for happiness in the right place. And in fact, in the world, we reject where true happiness comes from. And where does true happiness come from? It comes from having a relationship with God. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, as St. Paul says, Nothing can separate us from God. And that is where we have to encourage each other and encourage our children and encourage our grandchildren that we do not allow ourselves to be catechized or taught by the world. We have to go through every day a deprogramming of the world. And you say, but many people will say, oh, Father, you're so exaggerated. You're so exaggerated. You East Coasters, you exaggerate everything. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is where the problem lies, is we don't give enough seriousness to the problem. We say, Father is exaggerating, and I very bluntly tell you, I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating. And we have to come to realize that we every day are going to war against a world that is trying to consume us. And if we don't begin to believe the seriousness of that, then, my dear brothers and sisters, we are going to a war with one hand tied behind our backs every day. And it's why we are losing the war. It's why the world is winning. It's why our families are being eaten and consumed by the world and the lies of the world. Because the army that needs to stand up to it is fighting with only one hand. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, how do we fight this? How do we fight this this battle? Well, we fight it with the truth. We fight it understanding that our true fulfillment, our true food, comes from one place and one place only, from God. And that we are fed Sunday after Sunday so that we can live with that food, so that we can live in that true fulfillment. But that is not just merely something we have to do on a Sunday. It's something we have to fight to do every day. As we have to go to battle and war against the world every day. It's not just a Sunday thing. This is why our prayer life has to be so important to us. Because we need the ammunition to fight the lies of the world. And to help our children fight the lies of the world, because the world is not there to help your children. It's there to program them to think wrongly. I'm sorry. I know that's going to make people uncomfortable for me to say, but it's the truth. And we have to be willing to fight the battle. We have to be willing to fight for our children, to fight for our grandchildren. Not that we cut ourselves off from the world, but that they understand where true fulfillment comes from. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, God cannot be merely an option for us. It is our only option. You know, St. Augustine, one of my most favorite saints, says, my heart was restless until it rests in you. And if you want to read the life of a saint, you can read the Confessions, who spent most of his life being convinced that the world was going to give him happiness. And it wasn't until he truly finds the Lord and truly realizes that the world and all of the partying and all of the going around and doing what he wanted was unfulfilling, deeply unfulfilling. And God does a work with him, and he discovers that his heart can only rest in God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, I pray that each one of us truly go every day willingly into this battle, that we go knowing that we're entering a battle, that we go fully armed for that battle, and that we go willing to help our children and grandchildren to fight the battle also. Understanding that the world is not there to help. It really isn't. And that our life is only going to come from our relationship with God.